Vietnam recently lifted all restrictions on imports of U.S. beef. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, USMEF Technical Services Manager Travis R. recaps U.S. beef's gradual return to the Vietnamese market following the 2003 BSE case and explains the benefits of having full access for beef from cattle of all ages without the need for a USDA export verification program.
It was a gradual easing back into the market with 2005 getting boneless, less than 30-month beef, and then again in 2006 adding bone-in products. But this opening will really allow us to get full access for all range of products and will negate the necessity for EV programs, and packers and processors won't have to do any more segregation between their over 30-month and under 30-month cattle. So that reduced costs associated with products for that market by a pretty substantial margin. And then on the same token, we'll have a lot of processors who do exclusively over 30-month cattle get access to this market who previously didn't have it.
ARP explains that Vietnam does still have some unique documentation and registration requirements for exporters serving the market.
There is still a registration process, if you will, for the Vietnam market, in which exporters, specifically the producers of raw materials or further processors, have to essentially register their facility, provide description of product flows and what products they will be exporting to the market. So that's an issue that stays in place. It's not incredibly cumbersome for the plants, but is still one additional step that exporters have to go through for Vietnam.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.